Now, I'm joined on the line by John Ring. John is Operations Director at Extra Pension, which specialises in UK pension claims. And John is here to tell us about a very important deadline that's looming, which will be of particular interest to anybody out there who worked in the UK for any period of time, a year or more, I should add. John, you're very welcome.
Hi, Deirdre. Thanks for having me.
Great to have you. And I know that the last time, I'm not sure if it was yourself or one of your colleagues.
I
think it was yourself. I couldn't get over the amount of follow-up calls we had afterwards from people. So, like, there's an awful lot of people here in Kerry who did work in the UK over the years. Can you just explain to us about the origins of all this and what people have been claiming or can claim?
Sure. Basically what this is, and it applies to anyone who's worked in the UK for at least 1 year in the past, so that's from the 70s kind of all the way up until now, you have been able to buy voluntary national insurance contributions, so the UK equivalent of our PRSI here. So you can buy years to build up your entitlement to a UK state pension, and you need 35 years to get the full UK state pension, which is worth about €14,000 annually. So even if you were over there for one or two years, you're still able to buy your way kind of up the scale to get as close to 35 years as possible. And you don't have to hit the 35 years. I mean, you might only end up with 10 to 20 years, but then you'll get a UK pension based on that amount, which has no impact on your Irish state pension.
By buying years, you're guaranteeing yourself a bigger pension. Is that it?
Yeah, exactly. So let's say that there was a person who was from Carsaveen who was working over in the UK for two odd years back in the 90s. Say, let's say that person now is age 50, for example, and they could buy six past years to add to their original two years. That will cost them about €1,200 once off, and then they could choose to pay about €1,000 each year for the next 17 years, all the way up until they reach the UK state pension age of 67. So that would give them a total of 25 years. So their original two plus the past 6 years will be eight plus 17 future years. That'll be 25 years. So in total, they will be paying approximately €18,000 directly to revenue in the UK, spread over a 17-year period. And that would give them a pension of €200,000 if they live for 20 years. So they're paying kind of €18,000 and they'd be getting €200,000 back over 20-year retirement.
That sounds incredible, John. It's kind of like an investment in your future.
Well, it's basically, it's twice as good as most private pensions typically are. And more importantly, it's guaranteed. So it really is kind of a fantastic opportunity. So much so, in fact, that Rachel Reeves, the Chancellor over in the UK, she's pulled the plug on people who have less than 10 years in the UK. So only people who have worked between 1 and 10 years in the UK, this is their last chance ever to do this, because after April, only people who have 10 or more years living or working in the UK will be eligible to do this. So this has been going on for 25 years. So this is really, we're in the last few weeks now. A lot of people in the past, because of wrong media information, understood that they needed 3 years of working in the UK on the books in order to be eligible for this. But that's not true. You just need a minimum of 1 year of work in the UK, followed immediately afterwards by a couple of years here in Ireland, to get you over a 3 year minimum. So as little as one year will allow you to do it. The main problem that people have is they don't have their old national insurance number from years back. So the easiest and quickest way to do that is to hop across the border in Newry, Omagh, Enniskillen, Derry. There's jobs and benefits offices. Don't call before you go in, because you'll be told it's not possible to get a national insurance number, but it is if you had one previously. They have numbers that, going back to 1978 in most cases. So, we have heard of a couple of people who were not able to get their national insurance number through there, but that was more of a paperwork issue, I think, in their history than as a rule. So that's the quickest way to get your national insurance number. Go up north, two forms of ID, and you should be able to get it on the spot. And then once you have that, then it's pretty straightforward as a process.
Okay, so we should stress that, I suppose, because there's probably a certain number of people who would have worked in the UK but would have been all cash in hand. But this is this is specifically people who were in the system, as it were, paying tax in the UK. That's that cohort.
Yes, entirely. I mean, we come across a lot of people who were working cash in hand. That's normal. But it's really, you would have needed to be on the books. So like a lot of trades, they would have been over there. They might have been over there for kind of a few years. And the first couple of years, it might have been cash in hand. But their last job, perhaps, it might have been on the books. And that might have been enough to get them to qualify for this essentially. And even if they were unemployed on like a formal basis, or like if they were getting the job seekers benefits just before that they left the UK, that also qualifies them to do this.
So John, have many Irish people been availing of this over the last number of years? And could you maybe give us an example of one or two people who've really benefited from it?
Yeah, it's you know, the fact that Rachel Reeves, the Chancellor, has pulled the plug on both the cheap rate, which is the class two cheap rate of 200 euros per year. She pulled the cheap rate on that from April, and she's limiting it to people who have 10 plus years in the UK. The reason that they've done that is because just the level of Irish people and people abroad. So we have a sales team in Australia as well, and the Australians are just gone mad for this all together, because it's a no-brainer essentially. So we don't have numbers in terms of the amount of people who've applied, but the fact that she's pulled the plug on it from April for people with less than 10 years and that cheaper rate for people outside the UK tells you, you know, that kind of tells its own story. So I'd imagine well over 100,000. Like, we ourselves have over 10,000 clients across I think we have clients in 50-odd countries, give or take. Now, a good chunk are in Ireland and Australia, but it's very, very broad, you know? So that gives you a bit of a sense, really.
Yeah. So, like, am I right in saying, John, that this who you're targeting at the moment and who you're appealing to get in touch is people who haven't yet retired here? For example, somebody's been on wanting to know about how can I get a pension? I worked in the UK for 9 years. But somebody who's here and already retired, it doesn't really apply to them, does it? Is it just applying to people who are still working and can still contribute and pay into this UK pension?
No, practically speaking, if you're only applying now, as long as you're under the age of 70, which is a pretty kind of grey kind of a cutoff, it makes sense for you to do this. So even if you're already getting a UK state pension, you can still do it. So that person with 9 years, for example, in the UK, as things stand, assuming that they have a minimum of one. And this is going off on a tangent now slightly, so I don't want to confuse people. But if, for example, so that guy or that person, rather, who had the nine years here in Ireland, as things stand, assuming that they have a couple of years of work here in Ireland, under a separate kind of a pathway, they're entitled to about 3,500 euros a year from a UK state pension, as things stand. But depending on their age, so let's say that person is age 60, they could buy the last 6 years. Now, if they apply before April, that would get them up to the 15 years. And then they would have another 7 years that they could buy into the future up to age 67. So the person who is currently entitled to about 3,500 euros per year, every year in a UK state pension, could basically buy their way up to approximately 9 grand a year, every year, very cheaply, essentially.
Yeah. And what about broken employment? What if, you know, you worked in the UK for 10 years, but you work for two and then you didn't work for another one, or you went back again?
Yeah. Yeah, that's totally normal again. So really what the criteria is that, sorry, in terms of, so you need to have been over there for a minimum of one year, followed by two years in Ireland, or if you were over there for 10 years in total, grand, you know, with back and forth. So really the criteria just to get the cheaper rate, the 80% off rate, as it were, in terms of really cheap rate, you really needed to have been either working or on the job seekers immediately before you left. And then you've been working for the last 6 years here. Now you can still do it, of course, if you were not in that position. But again, you're going to be on the more expensive, the standard rate, the class three rate, which everybody in the UK has been paying the whole time, essentially. So all the authorities are doing is standardising what was an incredible deal. So it's going from a really incredible deal to just being a fantastic deal.
Exactly. Listen, John, we've got to let you go because we've some breaking news here. But I know people are going to want to contact your company. I know you're based in Galway. But can you give out a number maybe that people can ring if they think they might be interested in finding out more?
Sure, the best thing is to send us a message on WhatsApp. It's 083-123-4000 or onto our website. So 083-123-4000, just for messages only because we don't answer calls on WhatsApp. Or alternatively, if you go onto our website and the numbering in Galway is on there.
Okay, and it's extrapension.com, isn't it?
Yeah.
Extrapension.
Yeah, I mean, if you Google it, and then you can have a look at the reviews on there as well. Great.
Perfect.
Thanks, Deirdre.
Great to talk to you, John. Thanks a million for that. And that was John Ring, Operations Director at Extra Pension, based in Galway. And we, as I said, the last time John was on with us, we had a huge reaction. So obviously a lot of people in Kerry did work in the UK at some point in their lives and they mightn't even know that they're entitled to pay into this pension scheme, which is a very, very attractive deal indeed. But the best thing to do is to get onto the company and find out more yourself.